We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's or controversial, just that the ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or you can't even say I'd like to you someday unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dead-ing well program it. I bet you they're Ingol program directors who think it's a load of horse.
You know, that's the trouble with it, is trying to decide what to call these words, man, or trying to decide what to call this whole thing. You know, what are these words that I'm talking about? They're just words that we've decided, sort of decided, not to use all the time. That's about the only thing you can really say about them for sure. That they're just some words, not many either, just a few, that we've decided... Well, we won't use them all the time. Sometimes, well, hell yeah. Sometimes it's okay, but not all the time. And they're the only words that seem to have that restriction. I mean, there are a lot of words you can say whenever you want, you know. Pneumonia! Nobody gives you a lot of... All right, you can't yell it in the hospital a great deal, but what the hell? There are words that you can say, no problem. Topography! No one has ever gone to jail for screaming topography. But there are some words that you can go to jail for. There are some words that we just have decided we will not say all the time. Sometimes, okay, if you're running through the jungle chasing somebody that we're at war with, you can holler them. If you're shooting a criminal, it's okay. It's the all-American thing. But if you're with the bishop's wife at lunch, it's better not to ask for the God lettuce. You know what I mean? It's just like we've decided there'd be some words we won't say all the time. And I was just trying to find out which words they were. For sure. All of them. I wanted a list. Because nobody gives you a list. That's the problem. They don't give you a list. Wouldn't you think it'd be normal if they didn't want you to say something to tell you what it is? Nobody even tells you when you're a kid what the words are that you're supposed to avoid. You have to say them to find out which ones they are. That's two. Oh, Ma, that's enough trial and error, huh? Please, Ma, give me a list, huh? All right, you're 6 years old now, and here's the list of words your dad and I don't ever want to hear you say. Oh, hey, thanks, Ma. Boy, that's going to save me an ass kicking or two. Oh. Yeah, you never know what's going to be on the list. Because it's always somebody else's list. You didn't make that up. Somebody told you that. They told you better. Better not say that. So you got to... And you don't know what's going to be on their list. God, people's lists even change from day to day. Some people on Friday night got a list, you know, not about two or three words. Sunday morning, God, and they're 27 words. These are the same people 2 days later. Different list. So you got to kind of watch out what you're going to believe from them. The trouble is, I was trying to find out what these words might be. And I wanted to know the ones that you could never say on television. I mean the filthy words that are always filthy. There are a lot of these little two-way... double entendre words that have two meanings, words that are okay part of the time. I call them like part-time filth. Some of these words, they're only 50% dirty. You have words like ass. Ass is hardly even a dirty word anymore, but it has a few meanings that you can't say on television. That's what I was talking about. What can you say on television? That's another one of those places where we can't use these words all the time. But some of them are all right some of the time. Ass is all right on television. You can say on television things like, well, you've made a perfect ass of yourself tonight. But you can't say, hey, let's go get some... Bitch. Bitch is another word like that. Same kind of word. It's only dirty part of the time. Depends on what you mean by bitch. You might be the lady from the San Diego Zoo visiting one of the Tonight Shows, and you might just have a bunch of little canines with you there. One of them is a female. You say, there's the bitch, Johnny, and it's okay, fine. Just don't refer to the singer the same way. That's it. Is that gonna do another number? Yes. Animals are fine on those two-way words. And that's it. That's what I was trying to find. The words that were always dirty, not just part of the time, but completely filth. Well, in looking for these words, I kept finding new categories. We have so many ways of describing these dirty words. It's, well, we have more ways to describe dirty words than we actually have dirty words. That seems a little strange to me. It seems to indicate that somebody was awfully interested in these words. They kept referring to them. They called them bad words, dirty, filthy, foul, vile, vulgar, coarse, in poor taste, unseemly, street talk, gutter talk, locker room language, barracks talk, bawdy, naughty, saucy, raunchy, rude, crude, lewd, lascivious, indecent, profane, obscene, blue, off color, risque, suggestive, cursing, cussing, swearing, and all I could think of were... That's all I hear. That was my original list. I knew it wasn't complete, but it was a starter set, you know? Yes, WBAI is the one who played them. Now, that was the original list. We've added a few words since then. We've added... And I know there are some other words that many of you are wondering about, why they haven't been considered, why they haven't shown up on the list thus far. We're looking at them all very closely. Some of your favorites might make the list this year. Asshole, ball bag, hard on, piss hard, blue balls, taint, nookie, snatch, box, pecker, peckerhead, pecker tracks, jism, joint, doniker, dork, poontang, cornhole, and dingleberry. Dingleberry, a very popular word. And to my way of thinking, dingleberry, a rather innocent-sounding word. Dingleberry sounds Christmassy to me, you know. Let's put one on the tree, Dad. So, the words, as I say, Now, mother came off the list immediately. The first day, in fact, I had a call from an English language purist. Some guy had to talk, you know, he got on the phone. He tells me I have a duplicate on my list. I have a duplication. He says, mother is a duplication of the word technically, because is the root form, mother being derivative, therefore it constitutes duplication. And I said, hey, mother,
How did you get my phone number anyway? I didn't even know I got the phone.
I said, look, man, it may be derivative, but you still can't say it. You still can't say motherfucking TV, can you? He said, no, but you can't say fucking Cola Rooney or Carino either. Well, I said, yeah, that would crowd up my list something awful. So I just struck that motherfucker away. Struck it from the list. Motherfucker was gone. Now the list was Does it sound like something's missing? Does it sound like an old friend is gone? Remember the old rhythm? Now, it falls apart. It isn't going anywhere. And by now, sucker is the dominant word on the list. Previously, with motherfucker on the list, sucker was somewhat balanced out. They were the only multisyllabic words on the list. But now, sucker stands alone. And who knows, maybe it doesn't belong either. After all, motherfucker turned out to be a ringer. Let's take a look at sucker. See if this one belongs. We'll divide the word and sucker from each other, those words. Sucker isn't dirty. Sucker, that's it's suggestive as hell. But it isn't dirty. And cock, that's not dirty all the time. That's one of those words that's only partly filthy. Cock, if you're talking about the animal, it's perfectly all right. They used to read that to us from the Bible in third grade. And we would laugh, man. Cock is in the Bible. Remember the first time you heard about a cock fight? What? No. Even the word sucker itself has been twisted out of all of its original meaning. It's been distorted. For some reason now, sucker means bad man. It's a good woman. How did they do that? How did they do that?
And then we use that word in each upon the mic. You can't say that on the would just like to say a few words about nudity in the world today. And I, for one, am just appalled by it. What, did you know that underneath their clothing, the entire population of the world is walking around completely naked? Is that disgusting? And it's not just people, although goodness knows that's bad enough. But animals too, even cute little doggies and pussycats can't be trusted. Underneath their fur, absolutely naked. And it's not just the quadrupeds either. Birds too, yes. Beneath those fine feathers, birds wear nothing, nothing at all.
How do you feel about nudity?
Well, personally, it always left me cold.
Music song. tell you myself, he'd be like Brian Wilson. I don't like Brian Wilson. And I don't like you. I don't like you.
How are you?
I'm fine, Bob.
Have a seat.
Thank you. Well, got your new list.
As long as they keep making records like that, we have to keep coming up with new lists.
Yeah. I have something I'd like to say. You know, as a private businessman, I feel a little foolish taking orders from a religious group. To me, it seems, well, un-American somehow.
I understand that, Arthur.
You do?
Well, sure I do. But I think this is really democracy in action. Now, the people I represent deserve the right to speak out, don't they?
Oh, yeah, sure. But I don't think that, you know, one small group of people should have so much power that they can dictate what's on radio or television.
But a small group of people already dictates what gets on the airwaves. Well, you and your program director decide what records to play. That's just two men. And on the television networks, Arthur, a group of people I can count on my fingers decide what type of shows get on the air. And that's for the whole country. Is that right?
Well,
I agree with you. I don't think that a small group should decide for everybody. And that's what we're fighting here.
Well, I see what you're saying, but that's a confusing question.
It's really very simple, Arthur. Now, if somebody has the right to make a picture, let's say about some unspeakable bloody horror, which they do make, and just to make money, then I should have the right to say, I don't like that kind of movie. And if they have the right to put that movie in my local theater, well, I should have the right to try and get it out of my local theater.
How are you going to do that?
Well, very reluctantly, we would use the one tool that seems to get any action, economic boycott.
Oh. Well, what would you do to us if we played some of those songs on that list?
Well, we'd have no choice but to go to your advertisers. But, Arthur, why play any of those records? They're all obscene.
Bob, one of my disc jockeys, Dr. Johnny Fever, gave me the lyrics to a song. He wants to know if you'd let him play that song on the air.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion, too. Imagine no possessions. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. That sounds like communism to me. If there's no heaven, no religion. And I assume no God.
There's not an obscene word in here.
Not the way I see it.
Let's go on your list.
Arthur, this is typical of the kind of secular, liberal, humanist point of view that gluts our airwaves.
Yeah, but we're not talking obscenities here anymore, Bob. We're talking about ideas, political, philosophical ideas. First you censor a word, and then you censor the ideas.
But the idea is man-centered, not God-centered. Man is an animal. The Bible tells us to put our reliance in God, not in our fellow mortals. Arthur, this song says there's no heaven.
Ah. No, it says just imagine there's no heaven.
That's blasphemy.
On the list or not?
I have no choice but to say on.
That decision was made by one man.
But Arthur, if you could only see.
Oh, Bob. I'm sorry, but so long.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.